And so we have no issues with accepting it. But with the model home show that's going on this fall or this summer, some things got cart before the horse, if you will. So developers asking that we accelerate payments where we pay the first payment this year. Second payment would be in February as opposed to what the agreement says in February. Finance will tell you that we do have money available. Doesn't impact the water impact fee.
So we have not accepted it, and it was completed when?
It was completed last fall. Typically, when a subdivision is completed, we inspect all the infrastructure at once.
There's, the only reason I'm doing this is you didn't clearly say we have not accepted it.
We have not accepted it.
Last fall.
Correct.
Now it's in. We would make an exception by accepting it now and paying now.
Correct.
So it's up to the council. Mr. City Attorney.
To my knowledge, the development agreement has had that provision as to when reimbursement payments start.
That's correct.
Forever. And it's a duplication and a citation of a municipal code provision that says that's how reimbursement payments are made. So by doing that, you're in effect amending the agreement and not following the related code provision?
It could be interpreted that way, yes, sir.
Did you say that the reason for this request is because city staff didn't do the final inspection stuff timely? And if city staff would have done final inspection timely?
No, sir. Typically, in a typical subdivision, we wait till all the infrastructure is done, then we inspect everything and we accept everything in one chunk. Not all the infrastructure for the subdivision is completed. That's why, up until recently, we have not even done a final inspection.
Okay, so there's no reason in the real world that the city did anything wrong, where maybe the city should make up for it by changing some time requirement that's been there forever.
That would be a fair statement.
No, the city did nothing wrong. The developer is asking for an accommodation based on the accelerated schedule for the Parade of Homes, and that's purely the circumstance. Parade of Homes is causing things to be accelerated, and we didn't do the final check for the sewer and water. And now it's, he's just saying, can we do this for them? And we got the money. Without objection, Mr. Obarski.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there any objection to Mr. Obarski speaking?
I thought the Alderwoman had a question.
Alderwoman
Hanman. And I just want to be sure I understand the logistics of this correctly, but prior to Parade of Homes, city staff will have to do final inspections, correct?
So we have done a final inspection on the utilities, but they are still working. They have some road and curb and gutter, those kinds of issues that they're still working
but
on.
But that will be done prior to
yes, ma'am.
The start of the Parade of Homes. So at that point, we will do the inspection and accept all of the infrastructure.
Will you be, I don't know if you'll be ready for a final inspection on everything prior to Parade of Homes, will you?
Probably not.
So no. Yeah.
Okay, I'm
it
sorry.
It won't be waited long enough for service. So I think we got to kind of back up a little to the whole start.
Eric, give us your name and address, please.
My name is Eric Obarski with Newman Developments. We're on Paul Court in Pewaukee, Wisconsin.
Eric Obarski with Newman Developments. We're on Paul Court in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. Why are we here asking for the reimbursement? We got to step back to actually our previous development up the street, Park Circle. So we've been involved in working with the city of Franklin for probably over 4 years now regarding 110 units on 76th Street. We have 54 units of condominiums up the street, and then we have 66 units of single family. We're talking about the single family subdivision, but we need to step back to really the term of the city accepting it, and Jesse's right, the development agreement. Park Circle was a development that we had already completed. We had oversized water in it, and that payment was actually made to us in February, and it just showed up. So as a developer, there is no technical process for acceptance, and I think that's what's really important, is that when we install this oversized water main, we install it goes in July of a summer, that previous February, in Park Circle for the same oversized water main, we got the reimbursement check and things just flowed naturally. And as we complete the subdivision and we do surface and we do, what we're talking about is really two different criteria. We have what we call punch list items on the water main or the subsurface utilities. And then we have punch list items for like finishing out the subdivision. Surface course, interim inlets being raised, adjustments of stop boxes, things like that. We didn't really know and were never told that there was a formal process for acceptance, which would start this recapture payment on Parks or on Bryanwood. Because of the way Park Circle went down, we had received the check and didn't know that there was an actual process of punch list items there. The other thing that's important to understand is that this water main was actually started in November of 18. We tried directionally drilling water main in November of 18, hit rocks, and had a big meeting downstairs saying, wow, what are we going to do? We ended up installing this water main, and we got through in July of last summer. Completed, installed, and actually got the subdivision finished off, had building permits pulled in this subdivision last year. So you could say that, you know, acceptance, did the city accept the water main when they issued a building permit to tie into the system and put a residence on it? I mean, I know what acceptance is when we get into, you know, punch list items and things like that with final acceptance when you go through and you're adjusting stop boxes and water, you know, water boxes and things like that. But there was never a punch list that we had that would have actually initiated acceptance pre-February. And which takes me back to the Park Circle. So in how does the city work and how do these recapture payments come? That's kind of the way that we thought it was. So when the check, and we asked questions early. In February, when the recapture check did not show up, phone calls and emails were made. And they were made again, and they were made again. And then finally, we started looking into it saying, hey, why don't we have a check? Now, granted, this is all going down when COVID, people work. So I'm not faulting anybody for not, you know, the months of communication went on when we finally got down to where's our check. And we said, well, I guess it's not accepted. We said, well, Park Circle was installed the exact same way, handled the same way. And those checks showed up and then this one didn't. And I guess from our standpoint, I mean, we're getting carried out. This is in excess of $300,000 of oversizing. This is 16-inch water main that is in excess, just the oversizing, not the installation. The oversizing is in excess of $300,000, and we get paid back over a five-year term, interest-free. So we get paid back over 5 years. We don't make any interest on that. We don't anything. We just get our recapture back over 5 years. From our standpoint, we're not asking to accelerate a payment. All we're asking for is to get back on the schedule that we thought we were. Again, this infrastructure is over a year old, and building permits were issued on the water system.
Mr. City Attorney.
When was this water main completely installed?
Boy, the water main was completely installed. I mean, we had to pave by November of last year for the parade. So, I mean, this water main was installed, pressure tested, safe sampled, and completely done by November of last year. I couldn't get you a more exact date, but I know it was done by November.
And when you're talking comparing to Park Circle, the water main in that one was installed basically.
That was a 1 year construction. You know, this was a much larger project. That water probably. I mean, we paved that one in August maybe. So I mean, that water would have been completed in the summer. You know, probably again August maybe.
It was the entire project done then. So apparently, engineering inspected it. And that's why a check showed up in February from Park Circle?
Well, we didn't. I don't know to answer, honestly, because we didn't have a punch list.
Okay, I'm asking him.
Sorry.
So if I recall Park Circle, the project was pretty much done in 2018, correct?
Yeah, that was a one-year.
So the pavement, the curbs, the gutters, the storm drainage, all those easements, that was all handled in 2018. That's why a check showed up in 2019. We haven't fully accepted the subdivision to the south. We just got as-bills from the inspector who inspected it last fall. Like you said, it was placed in service last October or November, which is not unusual. For example, Ballpark Commons, we're using the water and sewer, but we haven't officially accepted a lot of the improvements yet. We're still haggling over a lot of punch list items trying to get that, I shouldn't say haggling, but we're still trying to get that project completed so that we can accept the improvements. So it's not uncommon that we place things in service, roads in service, waters in service, sewers in service, but there's still things we're trying to complete to get the project actually done where we can accept it.
I mean, we did, you know, when we, this conversation kind of ended up to, well, we have to accept it and punch list. I mean, we were given a punch list by, you know, R.A. Smith went out, finally did a punch list. I had this punch list completed and sent back within 48 hours of receiving it. I mean, literally 48 hours of after receiving a punch list, we had this thing completed for, to, so I can sit here and tell you, hey, this punch list has been completed on this water main. But this is, I can't, this is the first punch list we received on any of that infrastructure in Ryanwood.
I'll acknowledge it. They were very quick in responding, so.
Yeah, and we're not, again, not faulting. Just this is kind of the way that Park Circle went down. So for us, again, I honestly sit here saying I'm not looking to get paid early or jump ahead in a payment. We're actually looking to just get back on the schedule we thought we were. It was a complete install of in 2019. You know, really, that started in 18, honestly, with the boring in 19, and then to get on the schedule of a 20 payment, not a 21 payment.
Steve DeClean asked me to get February's money today.
Right.
The money that he expected in February today. What, three and a half months late?
That's why I'm here. I mean, that's really our thought. Is that, again, I'm not looking for an early check. I'm looking to get the check that we thought was going to come.
Glenn and I are going to talk about Monday is how are we holding water oversized money as leverage against punch list items for stuff that's not water? Don't answer that. Okay. We'll talk about it Monday. Mr. City Attorney.
That's what I was going to ask. The punch list was only for the water main?
Correct. We still create a punch. As I understand, our staff has still completed a punch list on some miscellaneous other things that are out there.
Most of the things are punched out actually as they're going on. But you, truthfully,
Eric, let me see that.
I mean, a punch list. This is basically a R.A. Smith comes through and says, "Hey, valve box."
Read me the first five of them.
Fixed tracer wire access box for hydrant number 16 near lot 60. Straightened valve box for hydrant 17. Water in bottom, can't see operating nut, straightened valve box. I mean, these are the kind of things that basically get done before you surface the subdivision. So, you know, as this infrastructure gets installed, R.A. Smith as an inspector on site, this is all inspected, safe sampled, pressure test. Like, before anything goes in service, this is a completely, like, secondary level of finishing off that's more in tune with, I mean, again, I've been developing a long time. This is what I see typically before we surface. Before you come in, put a surface course in, you make sure, hey, are my valve box is straight, or my stop box is here, or, you know, things like that. That's kind of what this stuff is.
So, okay. So I think the question that Jesse asked a little bit ago was, when do we typically accept the improvements? So typically, for example, on Fair Development on Loomis Road, they sent me a letter asking us to accept the water main that was installed along Loomis Road. In that case, because they asked for it, we're going to do an inspection, and we'll bring to you very shortly asking you to accept it. Typically, on most subdivisions, you wait till everything is all done, and we inspect all the infrastructure at once, and we come to you at the end and accept everything. I don't believe parceled them out to come individually, you know, utility by utility to accept each thing. So,
yeah, and even in Park Circle, I know it was done all really. I remember getting an email.
I believe it was
at
all at once.
From
yeah.
Ronnie and Sarah saying, "Hey, you know what? We'd like to do this," and it's kind of a after they've got all the as-builts and are reviewed and things like that. This process typically happens. I don't know, Glenn, what, 9 months maybe after stuff's done? 6 to 9 months after it's done? Depending on the size of a subdivision.
A concern would happen, for example, say the as-builts came in, something was installed completely wrong, well, we've already paid you for something or accepted it, you could say, well, it's not mine anymore. So we want to make sure that everything's right before we take everything. So,
Mr. City Attorney.
When was the punch list delivered to the developer?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, the date on the punch list is June 15th.
Yeah.
Facility been placed into operation?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The water main has. In sewer.
When did that happen?
Last fall. When did your first house go
fall,
in?
Last fall. I mean, parade houses for phase two were in November, but we had phase one houses up even before that. So, but again, there's a separation between being put into service and, you know, the punch list items.
It's to your advantage, Eric, to tell me that you
were using the water in September.
We were using the, I mean, there's two phases here again. There's phase one and phase two, where, you know, technically Ryanwood Manor and then Ryanwood Manor addition number one. But Ryanwood Manor actually went into service last summer. I mean, I believe Tim O'Brien Holmes pulled a building permit out there in like maybe August or September. Phase two, or addition number one, trailed behind that by a month or two, but that's the one where the parade is.
Yeah, the high school was building their house.
You're correct. Franklin High School was building. In fact, I believe Tim O'Brien and Franklin High School, that was a combo thing. They probably pulled the first building permit out there.
But, and that was last.
You know, I think that within the development agreement, Jesse, when it says accept, there's a little bit of ambiguity there and vagueness that, you know, accept into service or accept into, like, hey, my, you know, station 12 valve box is crooked. And
well, it's dedication to the city.
Yeah, and that, you know, I guess all we're looking at is saying, you know, to be spread out over 5 years within our pro formas and internally, we were thinking, you know, we put this stuff in 19 and we get our first check in 20. And that's really all we're looking for.
On the council action, I actually quoted the paragraph out of
correct.
So it says completion of the installation, which was done, placement into operation, which was done, and the final acceptance of the same by city engineer. So that's the final piece that was really just recently done.
City attorney.
Mr. City Engineer, hypothetically, if the developer last Halloween day requested city do a final inspection on the water main, could that have been accomplished theoretically, hypothetically? And if so, I'm assuming it would have resulted in the same punch list, which in the real world took 48 hours to complete?
I believe so. I believe that's a fair statement.
That is a fair statement, but again, that's why I started the conversation going back to Park Circle.
Psst. So, only due to the facts and circumstances present with an other development experience by the same developer, the development agreement and the municipal code states the city shall reimburse the subdivider for the cost of the oversized portion of the installation over an 8-inch diameter as calculated by the city engineer in 5 equal annual installments without interest beginning the February 15 following the completion of the installation, its placement into operation, and number 3, the final acceptance of same by the city engineer. Final acceptance of same by the city engineer means ultimately the dedication of the public improvement to the city is completed, and that's how it's treated through the years in the development agreement. So the question here is final acceptance of same by the city. So were somebody to think that perhaps final acceptance could / should have occurred before February 15, 2019, motion could be to adopt option 1 with the application of the related subdivision development agreement for reimbursement payments be read as final acceptance prior to February 15, 2019, nuke, I'm sorry, 2020. I misstated that earlier too, I'm a year behind. Nunc pro tunc, then is now, now is then.
Staff has no objection with allowing that.
It's option 1 on the action sheet. Authorized first reimbursement payments of $63,426 now with equal payments to follow in February 2021, 2022, 23, and 24.
Right. Yeah, the 300 number is the total.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's,
right. Is there such a motion?
I move the authorization of option 1 to reimburse the developer $63,426 now with equal payments to follow in February 2021, 2022, 2023, and 2024.
Second.
with the...
With the language per the city attorney.
With the language per the city attorney, yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? I'm going to assume that Alderman Mayer is an aye. Okay, motion carries. Sir, what item are you here for? Well, then, let's do that one. Item G8 on page 151. Is there a motion to approve a resolution 2020, whatever it's going to be, imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for enterprise rent-a-car office space at Ewald Truck Center?
So move.
Second.
Let's give it to a phone person. Oh, Mike was first. Okay, all right. All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
G9 is a request to grant exemption from a requirement to connect water main at 10475 West St. Martin's Road. Is there a motion to deny?
Motion to deny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can talk.
Mr. City Engineer.
So this gentleman approached the Board of Water Commissioners and made a request to get a waiver for the having to install water. The Board of Water Commissioners had a conditional, depending on if the person knew before or after if they actually had to connect. We found evidence where he did acknowledge it, had to know it when he got a state permit. Since then, the owner has figured out that he found a much cheaper way to do it, and he's willing to do it. So he's okay with the denial.
So move.
Second.
On the denial, Alderman Mayer.
So that's in essence what you're doing. So you're denying the request to waive it. So in essence, he is required to hook up to our water system.
He wanted to be exempt, Dan.
You're denying an exempt request.
So double negative.
You got one more thing on this.
Alderman Nelson.
So Glenn, we talked about this. So we are not looking at option B-Boy because I know there was talk about that.
Correct. So
I have that marked
when we talked before the Water Commissioners meeting, after the Water Commissioners meeting, when he realized that he did acknowledge that he was going to hook onto public water supply, he found a cheaper way to do it, and he's willing to do it.
So everybody's clear. We're going to deny, and he's going to hook up the water.
Is that in a nutshell?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I left you a voicemail.
It's just backwards, but that's because of the way you applied.
Was it a long voicemail?
All those in favor of denial signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed of denying, motion carries to deny. G10, discussion on the drain tile. Is there a motion to tell staff to keep going? Alderman Nelson.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Glenn and Mr. Schleter and staff and Mr. Haley for taking the time and doing the research and doing a very diligent job in how to come up with some sort of solution to this ongoing problem, which just doesn't go away and seems to be getting worse. So after speaking with some of the neighbors and speaking with Mr. Morrow and his staff, I would like to make the motion for option B as in boy, and I'd like to just add the verbiage on the end of it, which is to be... Where it says in the last sentence, perform option 1, 2, or 3, or a plan agreed upon by all parties.
All right, before we do that, somebody fix the sentence because it doesn't make sense.
Well,
I guess I can add to that why it came that way, if it's okay, Mr. Mayor.
Well, it just doesn't make sense. That would all city to supply?
Oh, that part of it.
Yeah. Direct staff to bring back an agreement with property owners that would all cities supply. Is the word allow?
Probably should have been allow, my fat fingers. Sorry.
So given that, the motion is broken. Okay, if the word is allow, let's go on. Let's move on. We don't need to
Belabor it.
It's my motion. Motion stands.
We'll bring back an agreement for the next meeting.
But we don't have options 1, 2, or 3. We have options A, B, or we have options. What are the options here? It's not correctly listed, guys. Oh, on the first one. Oh, no. Which are the options here?
So I drew up some nice pictures of the option 1, 2, or 3.
Okay, the image option.
So
okay,
if you look
that's
at,
fine.
So if all you look right. at the image one, we would
all
basically.
Right, move on. It's fine.
Okay.
Motion stands.
Fine. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11, purchase some advertising, 19 grand. This is on page 199. 19 grand from the economic development budget. Ms. Berg.